Well, I'm sitting here with Florian Picasso. First of all, congratulations on your number 38 entry in the DJ Mag Top 100.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all my fans, to everybody who have been supporting me. It's amazing to be positioned at that spot.
I think a lot of people don't know you yet, so can you please give us a little introduction of yourself?
Well, it's just me making some music. I had a big track last year called Origami, and I think that's what put me on the radar of the big guys and the people from the industry and the fans. And it's a track that I really liked. It has a lot of influences, like progressive house, but it's different. I made that style, you know, and it's called Origami Style. Then I released a few other tracks like that, and it went super well because I have my own signature sound now, and also I have other tracks as well, not in that vibe, but with my Picasso touch, and people like it. We did a track with Steve Aoki last year, which was well played, and we just work so hard with my team, and so that's it for the people who don't know me. I've so much more coming.
Because how long have you been around? When did you start DJing?
I was 13. I started with turntables, mainly hip hop, and then I moved to electronic music. I watched tutorials on YouTube because obviously. Producing music was the next step. So at 17, I changed. I didn't change my style, but I was more into electronic music. I learned how to produce music, and here we are.
Florian Picasso, is that your real name or is it an artist name?
No, it's my artist name. It's a complete bullshit.
Because I read something that you were related to Pablo Picasso, the painter.
No, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
No, I'm joking. I was adopted from Vietnam at the age of 3 months old by his granddaughter, Marina Picasso. So no, it's not a stage name.
All right. That's nice. Is this your first ADE?
No, it's my fourth.
Fourth. And what do you like so much about ADE?
I like the fact that it's a checkpoint to see where you're at in the business and in the game. Also seeing familiar faces, because some people I only see them like twice a year, and here I see everybody that I like or work with or that have been supporting me. Big DJs, I listen to a lot of new music, young producers come and give you their demos. So it's everything combined together that makes AD so special.
And also Amsterdam in particular, because you know it's like the capital of EDM and other electronic music.
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
Do you also like Amsterdam because you know it's the capital of electronic music with all the DJs coming from Holland?
Yes, I love Amsterdam. It's a beautiful city, and I've been coming here often, actually, maybe 3 times a year, and there was this vibe in Amsterdam, and I love Netherlands, because you have so many great DJs and the support that people give to them. It's amazing, you know.
Right. Speaking about Dutch DJs, you collaborated with Martin Garrix. It's called "Make Up Your Mind." It's being released this week. How did you meet Martin?
I met him through Twitter. Now we're going back to the track I just told you about, Origami, that made me a bit famous. He really liked the track and he was playing it in all of his sets, and he just tweeted me, "Hey, this track is amazing," and I replied, and then I ended up in Ibiza. We met up, and then everything happened. Went touring with him a bit. We did Korea, we did Vietnam together, Ibiza. So I'm very lucky to be where I am today, and this young gentleman opened a lot of doors for me, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, Martin became number one DJ last night. What do you think is his secret?
Martin has no secret. It's just hard work, it's just dedication, he's talented, he's nice, he's one of my good friends in the business, and you rarely make friends when it comes to that scene. I mean, yeah, we have friends, but Martin is someone who, if he has a problem, I will take a flight to see him, and he will do the same. So he's one of my closest friends outside also the DJ industry.
All right, let's go a little bit back to the song you made together, Make Up Your Mind. Can you tell us a little something about that?
Make Up Your Mind, it's a banger. I showed him the demo when we were going to Ultra Korea on the plane. He really liked it, and he's like, yo, we need to sit down, and we finish the track in Amsterdam, and then that's it, you know. It's so easy. If he likes the music, it doesn't matter if you're big, if you're a guy, if you're a girl, if you're 12, if you're 50. Martin is all about the music. He's so genuine.
Yeah, and last of all, I want to congratulate you because you scored already your first hit in the Oscar with Make Up Your Mind. It's the weekly chart I'm asking on Amsterdam FM. I don't know the current position yet because the list has to be compiled yet, but at least you will be in the chart for the first time. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's not even out yet. It's out tomorrow.
I already heard some previews, so I think it will be in there.
Okay, well, this is amazing. So thank you so much to everybody who supports the track.
Thank you for your time.